Here's what I've learned here in the last few minutes. The deal for a ceasefire that Hamas claims that they accepted was a deal that was never offered. That, according to Channel 12 Israel, this is not the same proposal for a deal that Israel and Egypt agreed upon 10 days ago. All kinds of clauses have been inserted. Hamas sources are saying that the terror group decided to freeze the hostage deal negotiations and postpone the return of its delegation to Cairo. 4 IDF soldiers killed, 10 soldiers wounded in an attack on Sunday. Israeli soldiers killed. So apparently Hamas has agreed to a deal that was never offered. There's your challenge today. All right, the best and worst states of 2024. The best and worst states of 2024. What do you think they are? The best state, number one, is, drum roll please, Utah. That's right, Utah, you can celebrate. And the worst state, Louisiana. Michigan, by the way, came in 42nd. For those of you listening in Michigan, you're in the bottom tier. You are rotten. Rotten. Utah, number one. Nebraska, number three. Minnesota, number four. New Hampshire, number two. Florida, number nine. Washington, number eight. There you have it. Yeah. Michigan, man, you're awful. West Virginia is 46. You're awful. Mississippi, Arkansas, South Carolina, Alabama, all in the 40s. New Mexico, 49th. Second to worst state is New Mexico. Why that is. I don't know. Don't know what their criteria is, but I'm going to dig into it for you. We're going to find out more. Why is my state so lousy? 42nd. I don't know. Guess we'll find out. Dig into it. I'll let you know. Georgia's 18th and South Carolina's 41. Yeah, I don't know. Where does your state rank? You can go to usnews.com to find out more. Still to come, David Moyle. Uber liberal left and cancel culture. What's it about? For you. Straight ahead.